The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary, one more kick at the can for San Jose Sharks hockey as it's game 82, the final game of the regular season for the 23-24 campaign. The Sharks and the Calgary Flames for the third and final meeting. San Jose has a victory here in Calgary back on February 15th. They won that game 6-3. But back at SAP Center on April 9th, the Flames eked out a 3-2 overtime victory. San Jose is coming off a really rough 9-2 loss at the hands of the Edmonton Oilers just one game ago. And head coach David Quinn says that although it's pretty tough to look to the positives of the season as he approaches game 82 after a contest like that one, there are things that you can look at where the Sharks made progress.
Yeah, there are, but you know, it's hard to see that right now because you're in the final stages of a season that's been very difficult, like you've touched on, and you know, you got to finish the job here, and you know, obviously, you know, the last game was certainly nothing that we were proud of or want to duplicate in any fashion. And, you know, there were so many things we could have done better against Edmonton. Now, will that have been enough? Who knows? But we've got to finish on a strong note here because you're going to carry this effort and this feeling through the rest of the summer.
One thing the Sharks head coach has been is totally honest with everybody, his players, management, and the media with where the team is. He says it's the only way he knows how to be.
It's the truth, and I think, you know, we all sit here and try to analyze and pick over situations, but, I mean, it's just the truth, and anybody who understands pro sports and what it takes to be successful, and there's, go to any sport, there's a trajectory that success has, and, you know, we're in the early stages of it, and it's not a subjective, like, that, you know, obviously we all have our opinions and, you know, hockey's a subjective sport, but I don't think anybody in hockey would disagree with it. It's not, that's the trajectory of success.
And there's something else here for game 82. There are a lot of players who have golden opportunities who are in the lineup tonight to show what they can do.
Yes, I think if you're a player, you see an opportunity here, and that's what you need to seize. You need to seize your opportunity. We have a lot of players, and just look at the roster and where people have been and where they've come from. How many guys who get that are 24 years old that are in their third organization? This is your chance. This is your chance to be part of growth and part of an organization that's going to continue to move forward and have a lot of success. So, you know, what you decide to do with these opportunities is going to dictate really the rest of your career.
Where do the Sharks need to be better tonight against Calgary? Head coach David Quinn told us about that.
Just doing your job structurally, being where you're supposed to be, playing with a pace, playing with an edge. I mean, those three things. We got to skate more, we got to have more physicality, and we've got to be where we're supposed to be. And too often we were puck watching and chasing pucks instead of trusting each other and being in the right position.
And Quinn looks forward to seeing the Sharks play with pride and honor in their final game of the regular campaign.
You hope that that's what a pro does, right? This is the last game of the season. You hope you want to finish on a strong note, feel good about yourself. And there's a lot of emotions that go into the last game. And, you know, guys that are in the end of their contracts, guys are later in their career. There's a lot of different things that probably dance through players' heads leading into this game. But you've got to be a pro and be tough, mentally tough enough to, you know, push all that aside and focus on the task at hand.
One thing's for certain, the Sharks head coach says that this is the beginning of a long process, and the way to get better is not linear, and it's not just one year.
You know, there's a process, right? There's a step by step. You know, you look at Detroit. You know, Detroit has made a lot of progress. They took another step this year, right? Last year, they were hanging around at the trade deadline. Steve decided, well, we're probably not good enough yet. They unloaded some people. They still had made a jump from the previous year. Now they make another jump this year. You know, you just look at all the teams that have had sustained success. There is a process to it. And even Tampa, you know, Tampa wins two Stanley Cups. And the year before they won their first cup, they get swept by Columbus, right? So You know, everyone thinks it's a direct path, and there are steps that you have to endure that, you know, adversity that allow you to have success at the next level, with the next step. And that's, you know, that's kind of, we're in the infant stages of all of this.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge presented by Betway is back. And now it's time to take your shot.
Pastrnak scores!
Face off against family and friends. And take aim at predicting this year's playoffs. Whether you're pulling for the Panthers, going big on the Blue Shirts, or seeing stars all the way, who do you think hoists the cup this year? Sign up today for a chance to win exclusive prizes at NHL.com/bracket.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one. To learn more and get help on any day, visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital, and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
As the Sharks approach their final game of the regular season today in Calgary, alternate captain and defenseman Mario Ferraro talked about the season, the ups, the downs, the good, and the bad.
It's definitely been a little bit of an up and down season, but you know, we've got a lot of new faces that have joined the Sharks this year. A lot of young players that I think have made a pretty good name for themselves, and you know, we've had guys like Eklund that have stepped up this year and done real well. Zetterlund's playing great. Henry Thrun, you know, the list goes on, and it's exciting to see these younger guys come into the organization and do well. And, you know, I think that's one of the positive things we can take away from the season. And of course, obviously, we appreciated every bit of support through an otherwise tough season, but you know, it's been pretty good, and we're always grateful to be playing and you know, enjoying the sport that we love so much. So you know, it's been a good overall. You know, there are some good things to look at on the season, and we're very appreciative of that.
After a season like this, when you're used to being on the winning side of most games that you play as a hockey player, Ferraro says it's time to take stock and to look ahead.
Yeah, it's definitely really, really tough. You know, I would say that's the challenging part about being a pro is overcoming adversity and situations like this. You know, obviously growing up, like, you're right, like, we were usually on competing teams, and you know, to not be quite in that situation this year is a challenge. But like I said, you know, there's a lot of positives to look at. I do believe that going through years like this and experiencing a little bit of a failure of not making the playoffs and stuff like that can lead to success. And, you know, we got, you know, a lot of young guys that are coming up and doing well, like I said already. And I think it's important that we start building a foundation and to develop around, you know, to develop the team around, you know, this young talented group that we got. And, you know, it starts with maybe down at the bottom where we are right now, and, you know, to keep looking up and to keep improving is our mindset. And you know, we're going to look at, I feel like we're going to look back on these times and you know, appreciate them because of where they brought us to and the success we're going to have in the future. So you know, that's my outlook on it, and that's how I feel about it.
Fans, it's been a fantastic season broadcasting hockey for you here on the Sharks Audio Network, and we invite you to join Brett Hedekin and me for all of the exciting coverage of Game 82. We're on the air at 5:30 Pacific Time. The Sharks at the Saddle Dome against the Calgary Flames. One more kick in the can. Let's make it a great one. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report for today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.